with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I'm just a shade of myself. I seem to have caught some sort of summer cold.
What's that vacation you took? Well, welcome back. Thank you to Eileen Buckley for filling in for you.
Thank you very much.
What happened to your voice?
I wish I knew. I think I'm developing a frog in my throat or a prince. I'm one or the other.
Eat pepperoni.
Not niacin and vitamin B.
I don't know. Radio people have a billion cures for the voice.
And none of them seem to work.
Oh, well.
Passing away of one of our TV icons, George Jefferson.
Sherman Helmsley. Yes, he was George Jefferson on All in the Family and then on The Jeffersons. Started his career in New York with a Negro ensemble company before landing the Broadway production of Pearlie in 1971.
Who would have thought that he would be a Broadway performer in a musical, no less?
Where he started, yes. In fact, when Norman Lear saw him in Pearlie and wanted him for the television show, he said, I don't want to go out to television. I don't want to give up the security of Broadway. I find that very funny.
I find that unbelievable.
Well, Norman Lear was willing to wait 2 years for him to finish the run of Pearlie.
Did you know Wheezy was about 10 years older than him? They seemed to be about the same age, but isn't there a decade difference between the two?
I believe so. She died in her 80s. He was only 74.
50 Ways, world premiere of a play by Kate Fodor.
I'd been anticipating it a lot, down at Chautauqua Theater Company, directed by Ethan McSweeney.
You said you liked it a lot.
I did like it. I did like it, and I enjoyed the performance of Vivian Benesch very, very much as a charismatic but hypercritical woman at a crossroads in her marriage.
You mentioned Meryl Streep. Explain that.
The character has the kind of charisma of Meryl Streep. Every other character in the play craves her approval, but she doesn't give it, and doesn't realize that she's alienating herself from these people who adore her. And the husband ends up having a series of affairs. Her own stepsister turns out to be remarkably disloyal. And what Kate Fodor does is she plays with those anticipated feelings. If this happened, that's how I think I would react. These little games we play with ourselves. If he fell ill, I would feel this way. We never really know.
Wasn't this commissioned for Chautauqua?
Yes, they like Kate Fodor down there very much. And why wouldn't they? That her production of 100 Saints You Should Know went off-Broadway. So did RX, also directed by Ethan McSweeney, who has done a very smart job. They have to mount these in 2 weeks down at Chautauqua. So you cut them a bit of slack for the things that don't pull together. But they get a great sense of what they've got and very talented people down there. This is called 50 Ways.
Talking about plays that have a history, He Who Gets Slapped, a play that was written by Leonid Andreev.
Also a play about an infidelity. This is being done by Torn Space Theater. It's another one of their site-specific productions. They're doing this in the Foundry on Northampton.
Geographic plays.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's been in the Foundry on Northampton, but I'm intrigued. He Who Gets Slapped is from the 19-teens, Russian play, about a scientist who is about to announce the culmination of his life's work. He is unaware that his wife is having an extramarital affair with his rival. His wife gives his research to this other man who, at the critical moment, goes up to the lectern and announces it as his own. When the actual discoverer protests, the usurper slaps him and everyone laughs. He enters the circus and this is He Who Gets Slapped.
It feels like Hedda Gabler.
Well, it is a classic of the modern drama. I had seen a wonderful production at the Shaw Festival several years ago with Michael Ball in the role, and it is a standard, every anthology of modern drama, He Who Gets Slapped by Leonid Andreev. Many years ago, Fred Keller had directed a production over at the Albright Knox Auditorium. I remember because Elsie Robertson talked about it. She was in it.
Talking about classics, A Midsummer Night's Dream is in Shakespeare in the Park.
Yes, the second of the season. They had a splendid run with Richard III. Kyle Loconte directing among the most beloved, and it suits the park so beautifully, this play that takes place out in the woods, A Midsummer Night's Dream, beginning this weekend in Delaware Park.
Blanche in Runes. What is Blanche in Runes?
This is Dan Shanahan of Torn Space again. Busy guy this week, isn't he? With Brian Milbrand, the video artist. They're performing, well, of course, another location. They're down at the Canal Terminus. It's the ruins at Canal Side that's being used as a theater space now.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.